I think I'm gonna try and sing some songs without looking at any lyrics whatsoever. Yeah, I'm gonna do that as a challenge. But first, I'm gonna pour me a drink. I know I gotta be at work in the morning, but I do not fucking care. Oh, listen to that fizz. Listen to that pour. Ah. There we go. Let's see if I can sing some songs without having to look at the lyrics to some of them. I may pull some out of my ass, but you know. Yeah, so take a swig. Some people may not know these songs, some people may do. I don't know. Let's see who can figure some of them out. See, I'm trying to remember one right now. I'm trying to remember the first. Oh, the first line to it. Here we go. I'd like to take you home. No, wrong. Okay. I'd like to know you better. Maybe take you home. I'd like to meet your father, but really not tonight. Okay. We'll be stopping off at Davies for pistachio and beer. Doing my own backing vocals. It's the flavor of the month, but you're the flavor of the year. I could eat sandwiches of you. You could eat, do the high part, sandwiches of me. I'm waking up my babies. Oh, I'm so sorry, Cody. I'm sorry, Sam. My cat and my dog are in my bed right now. Oh, and then Cody just loves getting pet. He just loves it. Cody Wody. Okay. Anyways, thanks. Just love the way they just added it in there. Thanks. Oh, my papa, he will not approve. He won't like your car or the way you conduct yourself in public. Your move. Oh, I'm blowing this so hard. Shame on you. I wanna keep this friendship platonic. I respect the fact that you're looking for Mr. Right. Am I wrong? Let's pull over. Please, let's pull over and discuss the ramifications of a lasting and something relationship like mature and responsible people do. I'm so sorry. Am I getting through? I could eat sandwiches of you. Ugh, how they get that high? How do any of these people get high like that? Sandwiches of me. Sandwiches of you. Sandwiches of anyone else. Cannibalism. I know it doesn't go like that. And especially, I respect the... Oh, no. Let's pull over and discuss the ramifications of lasting and complex relationship like mature and responsible people do. How does he sing all that with so much breath? How does Lol even do that? How do some people have functioning lungs and I, an asthmatic, a recovering one, mind you, what? I don't know. Okay. But yeah. Thanks. Ooh. Okay. So yeah, I pretty much sung the entirety of that song, Sandwiches of You. Sandwiches of You. sandwiches of cannibalism. As I don't think that's really that's what it's about. No. What's another song I can sing? Oh, here's another one. I thought about putting up a post where we could, like, do a collab of this one song by 10cc. It's Une Nuit à Paris. A Paris. Paris. Oh, God. Excuse me. I have absolutely no idea how to speak French. So, I didn't mean for that to sound like a moan. I'm sorry. Une Nuit à Paris. One night in Paris. Thought about putting up a post where I could, like, do a collab with some GWA backstage singers. And, see, I was thinking, oh, this would be perfect as a GWA backstage collab with One Night in Paris. Oh, yeah, that would be good. But, I have to... Considering that it has been a very long time since I've played the piano, my piano skills may be a little rusty, so I don't know. I don't know if I can still play by ear like I used to. Oh, I miss playing the piano so much, but I have family members that don't approve of it because it's apparently noise. I mean, I can't disagree with them. I don't disagree with them, because most of the times I just play random chords and just bang on the piano most of the time. So, I mean, I'm not the most stellar pianist there is, but I try. I might try sometime this coming month or whatever, whenever I get time to brush up my piano skills. Because I have a full-time job now. Fuck. Alright, so... yeah, I think it might be a good time for me to pick back up the piano. Yeah. Yeah, I do miss playing the piano a lot. I miss it. What's another song I could sing? Well, Bonjour! Bonjour, Paris really welcomes you. It's the best room in the house. It's 40 francs a night. All right. It's crazy. It isn't worth a centime. But I'll take it.
Merci, bonjour. Merci, monsieur.
Rouge lips in the gaslight, a grey view of the hall. That's the way the croissant crumbles after all. Do 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 ba da 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 dum da dum. Paris is only one step away. Like girls allowed on bail. Très bien, there's love for sale. Oh, mon chéri, wish you were mine. And I'll show you a wonderful time. I'll show it you once again. One night in Paris is like a year in any other place. One night in Paris will wipe the smile off your pretty face. One girl in Paris is like loving every woman. Each night in Paris will be your last. Is he gonna buy? I'm not gonna do the whole song, because it'll be a waste of time. It's much better to do it with other people, because doing this by yourself kind of seems a little... It's kind of the same thing as moaning by yourself. I hate moaning by myself sometimes. I want someone to moan with me. Like, I want someone to sing with me. Especially on this song. Especially the low parts. The Paris is only one step away. That's an octave lower than what I'm... That's sung an octave lower than what I'm singing. I mean, Graham Goldman is a really good bass singer. And bass player, of course, too. They're all good singers, 10cc is. But good grief, I wanna find some people to do the collab with, and I'm gonna find some piano skills to do this damn song. Okay. what's another good song to sing? Singing and singing. That's from Jimmy Neutron. Oh, what's a good song to sing? I believe I still got time to do my little GWA singer thing for this month, and I was gonna do Objection Tango by Shakira. I'm very pumped for it, but I'm scared to sing it. I'm trying to find a good time to sing it, because this requires loud singing. And I'm trying to find a good time for... I think on the next off day I have, I think I'm going to try doing that. Here's a person I haven't done. What am I doing? What am I looking up? Why am I looking up the lyrics for this song I'm gonna sing? I could sing like snippets of it. I'm not a cheater. Okay. You cheat that way! Just thinking about SpongeBob. Cheat that way! No, I don't want to cheat. I'm cheating! let's see. Today I am a chariot horse. Tomorrow I'm your albatross. Suspended by threat. See, I can't remember. It's Pretending to Care by Todd Rundgren. And oh my gosh, that song brings a tear to my eye every single time. Especially the last chorus where the vocals swell up. And it's just so beautiful. It's beautiful. The harmonies are just... Mwah. Bella. Bella. And, Sam, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to scare you, did I? Okay, no, he's just getting up, he's just trying to get comfortable on the bed. See, I got my two little fur babies with me. My cat and my dog. Yeah. And, let's see, I was gonna do a song that I truly know the words to. But I can't think of anything. I just can't. No, I don't. I'm still trying to think of a good one. I figure I'd just ramble at y'all and drink on my Pepsi until I think of a good song to sing. Well, I could look through my music library on my computer. Oh, where'd it go? There it is. I can look through my music library Got lots of songs on my computer. It's not even funny. Frick. What's a good song to sing a cappella? No, I don't know. I'm just gonna sing them anyway. Ooh, there's one that I have been singing a lot at work under my breath. Because it's so fun. I don't know why I'm bad at doing these, but I love doing vocal runs. I love doing vocal gymnastics sometimes. And one of the songs I like to sing is Sometimes I Cry by Eric Benet. Yeah. Especially, I just do my own kind of flair to it. I don't try to sound like them. I just do my own thing. So, what I usually like to do, I just sing like a variant of one of his runs from the song and just do it my own way. Like, I would imagine another singer singing it though. I don't know why. So here I am just at work, just doing my own business, just waiting for a customer. I'd just be sitting there just staring into space and going and going Yay! See? That's what I said, that I'm bad at doing vocal gymnastics, but I love doing them anyway. Yay! That's the same one that Prince does during Kiss. Yeah! 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 I'm just like, yeah. I'm like, fuck it. I give up. Just go straight into the song. All right. 2 years since you walked away from me. Soon all of our scattered dreams were just thrown away. I'm finally getting back to what I used to be. Share my pain with my family. Think I'm on my way. I can sleep at night. I don't reach for you when I wake up. But it's taken some time. Can live my life. I forgot the words. Someone help me to remember them, 'cause I can't do it no more. No. See, it hurt. I used to hit the high notes perfectly, but now since I used to have a cover somewhere of me doing that song when I was around 14 or 15. That I recorded when I was around that age. I can't hit those high notes as well as I used to. This was probably around where I was sort of a mezzo soprano going into being an alto like I am right now. What do you mean? No, I'm not trying to make my voice sound lower than it already is. No. Me. I'm sorry, Cody. You can go back to sleep. It's okay. It's okay. No. I don't try and make myself sound lower than I actually am. This is me. This is now. This is me now at 28. Being an alto fuck. Well, what's funny is I my work has a Pandora radio station, and when we get a chance, we always hear Bee Gees' Too Much Heaven. And I don't know why, but every time I listen to this song, I think of Patti LaBelle doing it. I think of Patti LaBelle doing that song. And I don't know, during the key change, I just always do that little thing that Patti LaBelle does in on her song If Only You Knew. And so what I do, like, what okay, I'm gonna do a little cheating. Okay, I said I wasn't gonna do it, but I'm gonna do it. Go and look up the lyrics to Too Much Heaven on that one line. To fade away, or to fade away. Yeah, I always do that, because that when I sing along to that, I do that. It's bad, but I still have a fun time doing it. And one person walked by and said, "You a soprano?" I'm like, no, I'm an alto. Because I did that If Only You Knew riff during Too Much Heaven by the Bee Gees. It's funny to do, because I'm just like, imagine Barry Gibb doing that high note. It's so funny. And then, in turn, I think of Philip Bailey doing If Only You Knew. Oh, that would be so good. That would be so good. Ooh, Philip Bailey and Patti LaBelle doing a duet together. That would be so good. That would be so good. Oh my god. Oh. Thinking about it makes me growl, because it sounds so good. Ugh. But yeah, I am not a soprano. Let's get that out of the way right now. I am not a soprano. Never was. Never will be. I'm just gonna be one of those altos that carry the bass line of a melody. Like, yeah, I was one of those people in the choir section in sixth grade, the altos. Yeah, I'm like, what the heck? My lord. And then the sopranos are just like, deliver Daniel, deliver Daniel, deliver Daniel. Down here, did my lord. Just, it's one of those old songs that I remember from choir class. I don't know why I still remember it, but I do. Also remember Dona Nobis Pacem. I remember that. And then I remember sing out with joy, hallelujah, amen. That song. Of course, we sang it higher than that, but I'm too lazy to sing high anymore. I think singing Patti LaBelle just did it for me. Oh, and that and singing the high part of Sandwiches of You did it too. How does LOL get so... Like I said, how does Lil' Cream get so high on the, especially singing Donna's, hold on, 10cc's Donna. Had a hard time singing that. Whoa, Donna, you make me break down, Donna. Okay, that's a lie. I have a pretty easy time singing that because I know that's a guy singing that. And it was funny because I've heard the story behind it. Like, when they were going on to sing it, they thought it was a girl singer and they had the dressing room for a girl singer. But really, it was actually Lol. It was Lol doing the falsetto vocals of that song. It was so funny. It was so funny. I couldn't stop laughing reading about that. Just picturing in my mind what's going down. Okay, here's the dressing room for the lady. What lady? You know, the one just... What? Down at the high... No, there's no lady here. There's no lady here. All of us are guys. Oh, shit. So, that was him? Yep. And I was listening to one of the concerts that they did. And before they did that song, you could just... I don't know who did the interlude, but he was just like, we're gonna do a song that is in a key that is impossible to... Okay. And it's... They said, Lol is gonna do a song in a key that is impossible to sing in. Aided by a sharp stick, lightly jabbed by me. And then before that, and then Lol comes in just like, thank you. It's so funny. I don't know. I love listening to their concerts because the banter in between songs, I love that. I love that a lot. And then after that, and you hear an audience member. After they get through singing Donna, hear an audience member saying, I love you! And then Lowell's just like, thank you! It's so funny! And he does... It's just so funny. the way he just says, thank you! So funny. And the most ooh-ooh-est voice ever. Back when... Way before ooh-woo was even a thing. So, yeah. It's funny thinking back to it now. And I just, if somebody just was like, hey, here you go. And I'm like, thank you. It's funny to me. It's just hilarious. Let's think of another song to sing. Ooh. I think that's all I wanted to do was just sing a couple. This is gonna be a pretty long audio, so just make sure you get a snack and a drink. Laugh with me, cringe at me, or do whatever you wish you want. You do anything you wish to do. So, yeah. We're going to be here a while. Let's see. What's a song that I haven't sang in a while? Ooh. I'm trying to think of... You know, I still... You know... Still got my music library up and it's starting to freeze on me. Fuck. Come on. No, I don't want to sing I Pity Inanimate Objects. Because you're only singing one note while somebody like tweaks your vocal thing. Like, I pity inanimate objects because they cannot move from specks of dust to paperweights. Plastic Santas in under perpetual underwater storms. I don't know. Let's get away from that for a little bit. Let's get away from 10cc and Golly and Cream for a little bit. Shoot. I know. I hadn't sang a song of theirs in a while. Kansas. Let's see. The empty page before me now gone. Oh, hold on, I messed up. The empty page before me now, the pen is in my hand. The words don't come so easy, but I'm trying. I'm searching for a melody or some forgotten line. They can slip away from us so quickly. Don't be unkind. I'm not complaining. I only feel it needs explaining. And though I've said it all before, I say it once again. Everyone needs something to believe in. So turn around, turn around. It's on the other side. Feel the sound, it's coming from deep inside. It will fill you with emotion if you let it be your guide. So turn around, it's on the other side. Yeah, it would be a little bit more fun if I could sing that out loud. So, yeah, I'm not going to continue with that one. Think of another song to sing. Shit. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Can't think of another song to sing other than... I can't think. I just can't think anymore. I think I'm just gonna go ahead and just ramble. I ran out of songs I wanted to sing. But, yeah, you know something, I have so much immense love for these bands because they just have a certain uniqueness to each and every one of them. But somehow, I can't help but imagine Utopia, you know, Todd Rundgren's band, Utopia covering 10cc's one of their songs. I would imagine them doing either something from their first album, Fresh Air for Mama, or Chips Don't Disappear Into the Night, do they? I would imagine them doing that song, Fresh Air to... No, Fresh Air for Mama. That's a good song for Todd to sing. Ooh, yeah, that would be good. I'd love to hear them do that song. Fresh Air for Mama. Yeah. And then I had a dream. I had a dream that... You know that song by Todd Rundgren, Don't Hurt Yourself? I had a dream that Lol Crane did that song. I don't know why, but I did. And it was just... I don't know. I thought it sounded good in my head, but I just think of it now. I'm like, well, yeah. Yeah. Okay. See, yeah. So that kind of shows you how much I love 10cc. And I love Utopia and Todd Rundgren. I love Kansas so much, too. Oh, my God. And Ambrosia. Ooh. I know what I want to sing. I know what I want to sing. Now, since I mentioned Ambrosia. Okay. Most people don't know this song, so here it goes. You come alive at 3:15. You make haste for the I forgot the lyrics. Fuck. So down it goes, and up goes your need. What kind has happened to me? Apothecary, the vomit day feels that need. I think I remember Art Beware better than I do Apothecary. So, yeah. Art Beware, it's all been done. There's nothing new under the sun. What a waste of my time. That's what's going through people's heads as they're listening to this. Anyway. What a waste of my time. So take heed of all new schemes. Just variations of all themes. I'm losing my voice. Anyway. That's what you get for letting a person that talks about music too long ramble and sing. I think Art Beware is much better to music than it is sung a cappella. So, yeah, I'm not going to bother with that no more. Oh, Ambrosia's got a lot of good stuff. And yeah, I was planning on doing a cover of theirs. Also, I was thinking of doing Holding On to Yesterday. Oh, that's such a good song. Either that or something else. I don't know if it's, How Much I Feel. See, most people know Ambrosia by that song, How Much I Feel, or You're the Biggest Part of, The Biggest Part of Me. Not You're the Biggest Part of Me. Just The Biggest Part of Me. And You're the Only Woman. You know, I always thought that was like, I've always thought Michael McDonald sang the backing vocals on that song, You're the Only Woman. I thought, is that Michael McDonald? No. It would have been awesome, though. I would love to hear Michael McDonald do that song. Did he ever do that song? Did he ever do a cover? You're the Only Woman. Did Michael McDonald ever do that song? It'd be good for him to do. I'm gonna try and see if he ever covered it. No, he didn't. Frack. Wait a second. Did he? I want to see something right quick. Did he co-write that song? That's what I'm trying to find. Cause it could very well. It sounds like a Michael McDonald song. You're the Only Woman. No, only David Pack wrote it. Damn it. I mean, David Pack wrote that song, of course. But I couldn't, when I was younger, I thought, no, somehow Michael McDonald had a hand in this. But as I've looked it up, no, he has not. But I do know David Pack was very much inspired by him. Thinking, at first, before I even thought about Ambrosia, I thought, oh, that song's by the Doobie Brothers. No, it's not. Me and my young brain. My young stupid brain. The same young stupid brain that thought the hey yeah was by Rush. I was so stupid. I can't believe that song What's Up was by Rush, but it really wasn't. It's by the Four Non-Blondes, of course. Why I thought that was Rush, I had no clue. I had no earthly idea. I was like, oh, that's Rush. No, it's not. My parents just telling me, that's not Rush. It's Four Non-Blondes. No, it's Rush, really? No, it's not. They wouldn't do something that simple. Like, a privacy all day. Like, I can't do a Geddy Lee impression. I can't do a Linda Perry impression either. My voice is too low for that. I don't know anymore. Four Non-Blondes. Dang. I do like that song, though. I really do. They did a really good cover of Misty Mountain Hop by Led Zeppelin, too. Yeah, I really like that a lot, too. Yeah, I think I'm gonna shut this off because I've been rambling for almost an hour now. Over a half an hour. Yeah, I think I ought to shut it off now. Shut it off, shut you down. Oh yeah, thank you, Chris Haley, for getting that song in my head. Thanks. Oh, my papa. Anybody says thanks, I'm gonna instantly think, oh, my papa, he will not improve. Yeah, so, yeah. That's where this ramble is going. Yeah, I'm gonna shut it off. So, yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed this, or at least just had fun listening to me not make sense at all. So, yeah. Aqua Tarkana, signing out. Yeah.